Hello,
hello,
it's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere,
everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, for this December 31st, 2012. Now, I know many of you are saying right now, wait a second, Keith, we just heard the regular show that you did last Saturday for the end of the year. What is all this one about? Well, this is our kind of an annual tradition now, where we do a special show on the last day of the year, especially targeting listeners in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. In the years past, the show has been 2 hours, but this one is slightly different because we are now 4 hours. The other difference from the past ones that we've done is a number of our partner stations will also be broadcasting this show, the one you're listening to right now, at just after 2 hours UTC in places like New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and a number of other places as well. So hello to all of you, wherever you may be. It could be morning, because here in Taiwan, actually, our listeners in North America, where you're actually still in 2012. We're actually right now in 2013. So you can say that I'm speaking to you from the future. And considering that, I mean, that's actually quite extraordinary because everything was supposed to end a couple of weeks ago on the 21st, but no, we're still here. So I'm speaking to you from the future. So coming up over the next 4 hours today, we have a lot of things. We hope that you will enjoy it. Now, I know some of you are thinking, Keith, 4 hours, how can you possibly talk continuously for 4 hours? Well, I can tell you one thing, it isn't that difficult, but it also helps that this year I can actually, just walk away every now and again and say, well, yeah, I'm going to go buy some fish and chips. I'm going to go out for a drink. Well, not at this time of the morning, which it is right now for me. Maybe I'll start a little bit earlier because it is still the first day of the new year. Putting all that aside, I would like to welcome someone who was here last year when we did our year-end extravaganza, and that is Paulette McQuarrie. Hello, Paulette.
Hello, Keith.
You know, this is kind of funny because you think about it. We're now speaking to each other in two different years.
Yes, actually, we are, aren't we?
Yeah, you're...
And by the way, I really have to comment on your comment, because I don't think any of our listeners probably would find it very difficult to imagine you talking nonstop for 4 hours.
You've just given me an idea.
Oh, no. There, you see what I mean?
You have just given me an idea. And the idea is, I think I should attempt to break the world record for the longest continuous show without any stops. I think that would be a great idea. And we can do, let's say, a 5-day Happy Station continuous.
Yes, Keith, we could, but you shouldn't always do something just because you can.
And I promise, when I say continuous, I mean continuous. You know, you'll hear me eating during the program. And if I have to take a...
No, don't go there.
If I have to take...
Let's spare our
if
listeners.
If I have to take a bathroom break, I will wear Depends undergarments.
You wouldn't do that to our listeners, would you?
Thank God it's radio.
Yes.
Anyway, let's begin with our first song for today to welcome us all, the Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour. Magical Mystery Tour, The Beatles, beginning this 4-hour extravaganza at just after 2 hours UTC on December, well, that's actually January 1st in UTC time, but you guys on the, well, in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean are still on the 31st of December 2012. Paulette, let me ask you, you're going to be here for the, with us for the next 4 hours. What do you normally do on New Year's Eve? Because you are of, Ukrainian extract. Are there any things that are, say, typically Ukrainian?
No, not really. Not for New Year's, not this go around. We do things the Ukrainian way 13 days late.
What is there, like a time difference, not just what you and I have? There's like a 13-day time difference with Ukraine?
There's a 13-day time difference between the Gregorian and the Julian calendar.
I see.
So, yeah, and the actually because the whole when communism came to Eastern Europe, they changed the calendar. At that time, most of Eastern Europe, the Orthodox Church and the Eastern Rite Catholic Church, were going by, and all the countries that it pretty much was a state religion, not maybe formally, but it was de facto a state religion, and they followed the Julian calendar, which had become out of date, and back in the 16th century or something like that, the Gregorian calendar was introduced by the Pope Gregory, and the Western world went on that calendar, but the Eastern world stayed on the Julian calendar. Then when a lot of immigrants from Eastern Europe came to Canada, that really got confusing because they kept the old calendar, but the rest of the world that they were living in was a Gregorian calendar, so they just did it twice. What the heck? We'll do Santa and Turkey on the 25th and the regular New Year's, and then we'll go around, do it again.
I'm wondering if it's just an excuse to drink more vodka.
You're not supposed to ask that question. It's not polite.
Well, here's something actually, Paula. Let me ask you. I mean, do you know what year it is where I'm speaking?
What year it is where you're speaking? Yeah, well, 2013.
Yes, in the Western calendar.
Oh,
but the
okay.
actual year, the official year here in Taiwan is 102.
102?
That's right. And where you're probably thinking to yourself, where does 102 come from?
Uh-huh.
Well, it comes from the date that when China went from being a dynasty, from when it became the Republic of China. And the calendar was reset for that year. Now, in other parts of Asia, actually, that's not unusual. In South Korea as well, they also follow the calendar for the founding of the Republic of Korea. North Korea also follow a calendar for the founding of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and some other places as well.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that.
And you should see how interesting it is. When I had to renew my passport, I needed to apply for my Canadian birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent them all documentation, showing, look, I live in Taiwan, this is my health card and everything else. And they said, well, there must be a mistake. They got back to me and I said, what do you mean? They said, well, what do you mean? The year should be 2010. I said, yeah, but here the year is not 2010. This year is actually 98. And I had to explain it to them, and they just didn't get it.
Well, the first time I've heard of it, so, yeah. It might take a while for word to get around the world.
Yeah. Anyway, you've also chosen some music today. What have you picked for us out of your selection?
Oh, coming up next, The Grateful Dead and A Touch of Grey.
So phony, dollars bring.
it's becoming a theme song for people of that generation of the opening song that you played, Keith, Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead.
I think I'm actually having, I've been going through a Touch of Grey now for 10 years.
Yeah, oh,
you know, dear. You know what it's like? You know, you just one day you're in the shower and you realize the shrub that you had on your head is now pouring down the drain.
Oh, dear.
Yes. But it's okay. I go for that thing Elton John went where they drill holes in your head and put seeds inside grass or something. I don't know.
Chia or whatever.
Could you imagine that? You go to, you know, a hair transplant guy and he's a gardener at the same time and they accidentally put in grass seeds, you know.
Well, it's environmentally friendly,
I
guess.
It's green. That should make certain people happy.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh. All right. You're listening to the International Happy Station. And we have, like I said at the beginning of the program, a number of special features during the course of the next 4 hours. And we're going to begin with the first one that we have now. And this is a singer, of course, Paulette knows very well, and many of you do, Andy Williams, who passed away this year.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after that same my huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
Howard Andrew Williams was born December 3rd, 1927, in Wall Lake, Iowa. Andy, as he was to become, had a professional career that spanned 75 years. He began singing in the 1930s in a local Presbyterian church. In late 1938, Williams, along with his older brothers Bob, Dick, and Don, formed the Williams Brothers. They began a successful career singing on a number of local radio shows on WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. But it wasn't until they started singing on WLS in Chicago and WLW in Cincinnati that the recording industry started paying attention. Their first professional recording was with Bing Crosby on his 1944 hit, Swinging on a Star.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Swinging on a Star by Bean Crosby, featuring the Williams Brothers and a very young Andy Williams. In the 1940s, the Williams brothers appeared in four musicals. This led them to a nightclub act with Kate Thompson from 1947 to 1951. As the Williams brothers, they continued to perform until 1954, but Andy's solo career began a year earlier in 1953. He had recorded six singles, but all of them failed to make any impact on the charts. It was not until he landed a spot as a regular on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen that this changed. During one of his performances on the NBC program, he sang Canadian Sunset. This was brought to the attention of Archie Blyer, the owner of a small record label in New York City. Canadian Sunset reached number 7 on the charts in August 1956.
Canada, a change of scene was the most I bargained for. And then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I couldn't ignore. Down sun. Fast, fast, fast beat my heart. I knew when the sun set from that day.
The 1950s were the start of the rock and roll era. Many up-and-coming singers who were performing the American Songbook were going out of fashion. So during this time, Williams' label wanted to cash in on the rock and roll craze. They had him recording everything from country, rock, and doo-wop. Here's a typical example of his work from that period. It doesn't take very long.
It doesn't take very long to fall in love. It doesn't take very long to fall in love. How long does it take to find bliss? How long does it take for a kiss? Well, that's how long that takes to fall in love. It doesn't take very long to hear love bells ring. It doesn't take very long to get your heart to sing. Just hold me close to your heart. Oh, baby, nothing can tear us apart. It doesn't take very long to fall in love. Now you're free and foolish with a happy heart. Then some sweet gal comes and upsets your apple cart. And then you know it doesn't take a very long to fall in love. It doesn't take very long to fall in love. When it happens, you're bound to show it. And it'll happen before you know it. It doesn't take very long to fall in love. Now you're free and foolish with a happy heart. Then some sweet gal comes and upsets your apple cart. And then you know it doesn't take very long to fall in love. It doesn't take very long to fall in love. When it happens, you're bound to show it. And it'll happen before you know it. It doesn't take very long. It doesn't take very long. It doesn't take very long to fall in love.
After a number of years of doing kitschy sounding records, Andy Williams formed his own label, Barnaby Records. The label would license his earlier recordings for reissue and to promote new talent. It was around this time where he signed to Columbia Records, where Andy Williams' image of Mr. Cool developed.
In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, that's what you say when I want you. Then you laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Once upon a time, you used to smile and wave to me and walk with me, but now you don't, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time. Now you don't have any time for me, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. In the summertime, I'll be blue all the time, 'cause you don't want my love.
During the 1960s, Andy would become one of the most popular male vocalists in the United States. At the time, he was considered an album artist by Columbia. When he signed to Columbia, it was the biggest recording contract in history. This was the time that television executives at NBC saw the potential for a weekly TV variety series. The Andy Williams Show debuted in 1962 and became an instant hit. Williams was perfect for the medium of television. His friendly, laid-back style was a rating success.
Stranger, beware, there's love in the air under Paris skies. Try to be smart and don't let your heart catch on fire. Love becomes king the moment it's spring under Paris skies. Lonely hearts meet somewhere on a street of desire. Parisian love can bloom high in a skylight room or in a gay cafe where hundreds of people can see. I wasn't smart and I lost my heart under Paris skies. Don't ever be a heartbroken stranger like me. Oh, I fell in love. Yes, I was a fool, for Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris is just a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware. Look and see what happened to me under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Ooh, I fell in love. I was a fool. Yes, Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris can be a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware, there's love in the air. Fantastic, sympathetic, magnifique. I wasn't smart enough. I lost my heart under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you.
Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you.
Because of the success of his television series and creating the image of Mr. Cool, this led to a string of hits in the 1960s. All were good examples of the laid-back lifestyle of that period. One of the things that made Williams so popular was his ability to change and adapt to new musical styles and remain in the pop charts. Songs like Can't Get Used to Losing You, Born Free, and Music to Watch Girls By all became instant hits.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. Collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la.
Andy Williams was considered a middle of the road singer. Despite the fact that this term had a negative connection, it didn't matter. He was the king of the middle-of-the-road pop. Many other singers of the day, including Frank Sinatra and others, tried to dabble in this format, but with less success than Andy. In 1969, Andy was given a song by German composer James Last. Happy Heart was also released at the same time by Petula Clark, but it was Williams' treatment of the song that turned it into a number one hit. Clark also had a hit with it, but Andy's version is most remembered.
There's a certain sound always follows me around when you're close to me. You will hear it. It's the sound that lovers hear when they discover there could be no other for their love. It's my all because you're me, me, my love.
so completely. Music fills my soul now. I've lost all control now. I'm not half, I'm whole now. With your love.
Andy Williams' TV show was canceled in 1971. It was not canceled because of poor ratings, but because NBC, along with other U.S. networks at the time, wanted to have programming targeting a younger audience. Through the 1970s up until 2011, Williams continued to tour and perform on a regular basis at a theater he opened called the Moon River Theater, named after the song which is closely identified with him. Andy Williams died September 25, 2012, after a year-long battle with bladder cancer. He was 84.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
Stay free where no walls divide you.
You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide.
And that was our little look and our little tribute to Andy Williams, who passed away this year. You're listening to a special edition of the Happy Station Show, broadcasting to listeners in North America, South America, and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz. This program is also being streamed on the web at www.com. www.wrmi.net and also through www.pcjmedia.com. Now, some of you listening right now are saying, I want to listen to the program again. Don't worry, because after it airs, after it's broadcast, we will be uploading the full 4 hours at the PCJ website. Well, I think now I'm going to go and get a glass of water, which smells a lot like scotch. So I'm going to pass the microphone over to Paulette. Paulette, can you introduce the next song while I step away?
Okay. Well, enjoy, Keith. Meanwhile, here's Harry Belafonte with the Banana Boat Song.
Dale! Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day is a day, oh. A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o,
daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go
And that was the Banana Boat Song with Harry Belafonte.
Day-o. Day-o.
Day-o.
Daylight come and me one go home.
One go home.
Day. Me say day, me say day, me say day, me say day, me say day. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Environmentalists are going cuckoo. Daylight come and me want to go home. Snow's falling in Thailand and people are ruining. Daylight come and me wanna go home. It's hot in New York. People are wearing shorts because of global warming. I don't know.
It's hard to rhyme on the fly sometimes.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, we're actually now coming very end, or I should say to the end of the first hour of our special broadcast. In a few minutes, of course, it's going to be 3 hours UTC. And, well, we're going to have another feature on a very well-known musician that passed away this past year, and that is of David Brubeck. Dave Brubeck, yes. So, stay tuned to close off the first hour today. Here's, actually, it's sort of a combination of orchestras. It's Duke Ellington and his orchestra, also with Count Basie and his orchestra playing together on the same track. Here they are, playing Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton's Flying Home.
is Radio Miami International, broadcasting on 9,955 kilohertz. For more information, go to www.wrmi.net.